I have nothing to forgive. How can I forgive somebody for an example? Then it's no problem. That's what I'm saying. Well, ask for forgiveness. Fine. Yesterday we took a big step in understanding this new milchoma, and basically it's one word. We've gone from trying to understand how to understand why. Now, some of us about tshuva maybe has been through that transformation already, but anyway, it's something that's worthwhile chazering. Why? Why to be a Jew? Why to be a frum Jew? Now that sounds posh, right? But it's not so posh. It's not so posh. Not so posh.
That's why we were chosen to be. Otherwise, we could be born a guy, or born into a religious family or a mixed family.
That's because you're from the That's because you're from the previous generation, and you're not from this generation.
Baruch Hashem.
He understands the tavachatanim mekola amim that Hashem took it out of Mitzrayim to serve Him, and if you wouldn't, you'd be a goy, and that's not worthwhile. So that's why you're a Jew, because you're a Jew. Yeah. So you weren't born under the star of not being able to see the difference between a Jew and a goy. Baruch Hashem, you don't have the problem. But unfortunately, we live in a generation where we are in the minority. Okay.
We've always been the minority.
I'm talking about in the Jewish people. But okay, Memches. Did I switch off the thing? Kedei le'ayishiv melchoma shara, chayv adam le'yme la'atzma yom yom. A person is obligated to say to himself every day, Shah Shah is Divrei Rebbeinu Yoini. These words from the Rebbeinu Yoini. Adam godol v'choshuv kamoini ayom. Let's read it and then we'll take it apart. Sheyesh bo kama mailos toivas ramot v'nesois. V'sha'ani ben gedoilim ben malchei kedem. Eich ase hara ha-gedoi la-hazois v'chetosi le-elokim u-la-avoisa kol hayomim. Wow. You're talking about me. You're talking about somebody else, huh? No, it's talking about me. Adam godol v'choshuv kamoini ayoim. This is me, that he's such an Adam godol and important person. Yeah. Sheyesh bo kama mailas toivois, that is so many wonderful qualities, good qualities. Ramot v'nesois, elevated, transcendent qualities. V'sheni ben gedoilim ben malchei kedem. I am the ben of gedoilim, of great kings that came before. How can I do such a terrible evil? And I will sin to my God and to my fathers all day? That's what a person should say to himself. Every hour you should say this to yourself. Adam Godel the Choshev, come and watch the resistance. Watch the resistance inside yourself. That's where the work is. Adam Godel the Choshev, come on, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. What's going on here? What's going on in this Rabbeinu Yoim? V'hamafsid ha-godol b'melchoma zuzu hesech hadas. It's taking your mind off this Rabbeinu Yoim. V'okein kashibor yukol olam v'horez ha-adam ha-rishon v'ech zi oitoi al-kol ilay negan eden v'omolo. He took him on a tour of the garden, showed him all the different trees, whatever that means. He wasn't giving them a botanical tour of the garden. He was showing them whatever trees were in the. Ten daitcha. The one thing of Kodesh Baruch Hu told Adam Arishon when he showed him around the garden, he showed him all the trees. Pay attention. Shelo tekalkel v'tachriv es olami. He told Adam Arishon, you have the power to destroy all of this. You have the power to destroy my world. What was the demand of Adam? Ten daitcha. Pay attention. Because when you have hesech hadas from the Olam Haba, thought, then you lose that eternal moment. That moment is dead, buried, gone. This is the milchama that stands in front of us. Shibud kol koiches hamachshava v'hadas rak l'inyon ha'toyre v'avoydus Hashem. V'shayin yonim train v'geda machshirim l'avoydus Hashem. Now we'll see, this sounds very extreme. Very extreme. Come on, who are you talking to? Yeah, there was a Reb Chaim Kanievsky, okay, that did this. Yeah. And everybody that wasn't Reb Chaim Kanievsky, which means everybody called the Gedolei HaOlam, understood that he was in a league of his own and it wasn't Shaykh to emulate. So what do you want from me? Listen carefully to what he's demanding. Shibud kol koiches hamachshava v'hadas.
You can mute yourself, but I don't get
I'm on a mute.
Yeah, but you're not on Zoom, so it's
back.
Shibud, look what's being asked of you here. Shibud kol koiches hamachshava v'hadas, if you even know what those are. Kol koiches hamachshava v'hadas, rak l'inyan of Torah avodas Hashem, only for l'inyan of Torah avodas Hashem, and everything else that sort of that you need in order to be Ovid Hashem. That's it. You live like that. If I would, that's not the effort, that's the problem. That's not the problem. No, because you make a lot. One sec. Let's first understand what's being said. Get in touch with the resistance, and then we'll process the resistance as well. Let's first understand what he's saying. That can't be what he's saying. You're right. If I would offer you the opportunity to live with Reb Chaim Kanievsky for a month, you would accept that? Sure. How long would you last?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? How long would you last? A few days, maybe? So why do you accept? Why do you want to live there for a month? Did you know that you can't survive a day or two? Excellent. But you recognize that it would require adaptation, and you recognize that it would be very, very hard to live like that. Good. That's what's being asked of us here. Shibud kol koiches machshava v'das, rak l'inyan ha'Torah avodas Hashem, and everything else that you need in order to be able to hechsher avodas Hashem. Panasa, go to the Makolet, there's things you have to do. There's chinuch, there's children, there's panasa, there's health, there's a lot of things a person needs to do as an Eved Hashem. Why do you go to work? Why does a person work?
Huh?
Get away from the family, shalom bayis. It's
Hashem, what? To pay the bills.
To pay the bills, that's why you work? Yeah, you see, so you're not doing what he says. Shibud kol koich. You're working to pay the bills. I don't work to pay the bills. I work because that's what the Torah demands of me. I have a chiv to make ishtadlus. So I make ishtadlus. Paying the bills? I don't pay the bills. Hashem pays the bills. Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah how much money I'm going to get. And there's nothing I can do to change that. So why are you working? Because Hashem said I have to make ishtadlus. Mitzvah. When you go off to work, you're an Ovid Hashem. And when you're busy making supper, or you're in the Makolet, or you're taking your daughter to the dentist, ze kulu kula avodas Hashem. When you're changing a diaper, you're isik in the midst of chesed. When you're malava amais, you're being isik the chesed. You're an Ovid Hashem. We mentioned this many times. When you think, when you switch, you're doing the same thing. Nothing's changed. Your life on the outside will look identical. Identical. I don't want to go into that now. That's not a subject, but no. Essentially, no. It's a big subject. I don't want to go into that now. Shara betochen it lek. That's not a subject. You're not working for panosa. Panosa is given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a mitzvah mishtadlis. You have a mitzvah to daven for panosa, whatever. I don't want to go into that now.
The question.
That's not a subject. That's not a subject. Our subject is He's demanding from us. Excuse me, but I can't do this. I can't even do the avodas Hashem with kol machshavas and das rak l'avodas Hashem. There's a lot of the gears why I'm doing what I'm doing. So certainly the things that aren't avodas Hashem, I'm not going to. No, there's nothing that's not avodas Hashem. You just have to redefine what's avodas Hashem. What's a ben Torah? Ben Torah is somebody that is born from Torah. Everything he does is because that's what the Torah wants from him. When he goes to work because that's what the Torah told him he has to do. And he goes to the beach on Friday afternoon to relax and to chill and whatever. That's because the Torah tells him to do that. When Chaim Kanievsky went to the beach and sat on the little deck there by the Tel Aviv beach, he sat and learned with his boys when he was his son. And they were learning Torah on the beach. Why was he there? Because he wanted to chill. No, he understood. In order to be an Eved Hashem, he needs to be the beach sometimes to chill. But he was chilling, Alst Avoid Es Hashem. Not chilling because I need to chill. Reb Chaim is there. I'll show you the video if you don't believe. Someone was skateboarding on the, what's it called? The Tayelet there by the beach. And so, you know, whatever. And there's Reb Chaim sitting and learning. Baba is sitting learning on the deck. He held it, especially if you suffer from headaches. Reb Chaim held it, but if you suffer from headaches, you've got to be beach. Look at the sea. You know, the cure for headaches. Whatever. I don't know why he was there, but you'll tell me it was because he was, you know, that he was chilling. That's how he chilled. He took his Gemara and he went to the beach. He's going to learn from the beach. Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, who was the Masmid Otsum. He was a Masmid Shain Kamo. He was the Masmid Ador. He used to take his kids to the beach on Friday. Why? That's a void of Sashem. The Hesech Hadas is when I go to the beach and it's got nothing to do with Hashem. That's the Hesech Hadas. You're doing exactly the same thing. You're not doing anything different for yourself. Once again, we train ourselves also not to fool ourselves. We're describing an ideal. We're saying this ideal is a bit klal, law, realistic. Klal. No, the ideal, you're closer to the ideal than you think. It requires tendaitcho. When you're changing a diaper, let's just use a simple example where you don't fool yourself. Getting to the beach might be hard to do that. I'm not about to shame Shemaim yet. But that's my job. I got to sleep at night because that's what I need to do because sleep is a gewaldige chesed Hashem. And it's such a healthy thing to do. And I have a chiv to look after myself. And I have a chiv to be able to be alert and awake tomorrow to do what I have to do. So I'm going to sleep now. Yeah. Eating because I'm going to eat because I'm only going to use the koch I get for the food to serve Hashem. No. I'm not ready to work on that one yet. There's other ways of dealing with that. Of course, each person in his real and in his journey to deal is going to have to find what he's going to have to find. But take a simple example. You're changing a nappy, a diaper. Well, see if you understand. There's a chesed here. There's a chesed. Who's going to change his kid's nappy if I don't? And if I don't, the kid's going to be suffering. The local kapash is walking around with a dirty diaper the whole day. It's not such a nice thing, not for the kid and not for the people that are in the room with the kid. So you go off and it takes you 3 minutes and you change the kid's diaper. That was a virus Hashem. Depends on your mind. Depends on what you were thinking. If you're thinking, I've got to change the diaper, I've got to change the diaper, smell, I'm getting rid of the diaper, whatever. You just took gold and you turned it into a dirty diaper. But if you say to yourself, I'm doing this because there's a chesed to the child and a Kodesh Baruch Hu told me after that, so I'm changing a diaper now and I'm taking a dirty diaper and I'm turning it into eternity. It's gold. Mitzvah stichus kavana. Ten daitcho. Pay attention.
Everything should be with the
should. And then, whoa. We're not allowed to swear in this midrash. In front of the Kodesh, we never use language like terrible language. The word should is also the gamrei to use. I don't know what should anything. None of that should. There's two words we try to avoid. Just and should. But, no, but's only at the beginning of a sentence. In the middle of a sentence, but is okay. Never start a sentence with but. Okay, that's another story. We never use the word should. I don't know should. I don't know. None of that should.
Why not just?
Because just simplifies the thing down to a point where you haven't understood the problem. Nancy Reagan's famous anti-drug campaign. Just say no. Go tell a heroin addict, I've got a solution to your problem. Just say no. Oh, okay, I never thought of that. Well, that's cool. I was wondering why I had to be in rehab for 50 years. You know, just say no. You're on diet, Nancy. And someone offers you a chocolate cake. Just say no. What do you mean just? It's so easy to say no. Just say no. It's a belittling of the seriousness of the problem. That's just. Borders on abusive. Just do it. Oh, okay. Didn't think of it. Thank you. What was she thinking? Imagine the Puerto Rican down there in the, you know, in the ghetto slums and the opium dens there and whatever, you know. Some 12-year-old coke addict. And he has Nancy saying, just say no. And he goes, well, why not vote for you? That's brilliant. Thank you. You know, my problem's all solved. Thanks. Now I'm clean. How did you get off drugs? Well, I heard Nancy saying, just say no. And I said no. And then I think it's fine. Yeah. If you could say no, you wouldn't be an addict. Just. No, we never say should. I don't know about should. I deal with what is. What is? This is the ideal. What is? That's my real. How am I going to close the gap? Find a path. Should? Never say should. I don't know about should. Hashem gave us an ideal. That's my mission statement. Where am I now? That's a real. And it's not, well, I should be there. No, you shouldn't be there. You should be here. This is where you are. Now decide how you're going to get there. Work out a program of how you're going to get from where you are to where you're supposed to be. But never with a should. You can use a should on yourself sometimes. About I can't should for other people because I don't should for myself anymore either. I find it very helpful. It's clear. No, we've just hit a major problem here. What he's saying is a portion of Allah in Shul for Norah. Shivisi Hashem Tommy. Negdi, sorry. Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tommy. It's a profusion of Allah in Shul for Norah. We're talking about Midas Chassidus. How'd you do that? Practically, start thinking in what you're already doing. Just inject a bit of Hashem in there. We all bench. You bench? When was the last time you benched as an active avodas Hashem? Ten daitcho. You can bench and forgot that you benched. I can. You want to know how? I'll show you. I can teach you how to do that. It's not hard. You can bench and 5 minutes later. I'm not Makabalush and horror about you. You can bench, and 5 minutes later, you have to go, did I bench, did not bench. Sofek brochas lahakil, the rice, the chum, did I bench, did not bench. Imagine if you'd phoned a doctor to make an appointment for your child. Yeah, and 5 minutes later, your wife says, did you make an appointment for the doctor? You go, did I speak to the doctor? Didn't I speak to the doctor? I really don't know. Did I mean, if you do that, you know you have a problem. It happens to people. We all have, you know, you get a bit older, your memory fails you. But you recognize you have a problem if you spoke to the doctor 5 minutes ago and you can't remember. Right? Your wife will let you know that you have a problem. That's how you know you have a problem. But I can be in the middle of Shema and I'm not sure where I'm holding. First thing, I was talking to Hashem and I lost track of my 10 daitcho. That's the mission statement. But you see, he just did it.
Yeah,
but you see, that's why it's awesome to start a sentence with but, because but is the Yetzer Hara, always starts his sentences with but.
It's too much, the standard is too much. 10 daitcho always
become a reform. So you have two choices. You have two choices now that you've bought into the real, to the ideal. So you can become a reformed Jew and say that's too much and lower the standard. Or you can project yourself further along the journey and say, well, I'm nearly holding there. There are a few areas I need to just brush up a bit, but I'm already holding by 10 days. Or you can do what Hashem wants you to do. He wants you to accept reality the way it is. That's me. And he wants you to accept the fact that this is your journey that you're going on and start the journey.
But if you acknowledge the real, the ideal, and you're real, it gets a little depressing that you're real so far from the ideal.
And therefore, you have three choices when you become depressed, when you see the gap between real and ideal. Not just here, in any area. You can lower the ideal to suit you. I mean, I drive it all on Shabbos? No, it means only till 1 o'clock. It doesn't mean go to the mall. The mall, for sure, you can drive to the mall. You change the ideal. We don't want to do that. Leave the ideal where it is. Right? Or you can say, well, this is not my real. No, I'm much further ahead. I don't really have this problem. I see other people have this problem. Yeah, I'm about 80% done. Yeah, I'm good. A few more little efforts here and then I'll be there already. It's also shaking. Real means this is what is real. This is where I'm holding. And Hashem wants me to serve him now where I am. And part of that service will be thinking about how I can meet karev to the ideal one small step at a time. If I'm holding by 5%, I'm supposed to get to 100%, then we'll try to see how over the next few months we'll get to 5.5%, 6%. We'll work out a program of how I'm going to slowly, slowly, slowly climb this ladder. So that's what it is. It's one step at a time. Ten daitcho. How much of my life is ten daitcho and how much is hesech hadas? Do the cheshbon and accept that cheshbon when it hurts. Because it does hurt. It can be very, very depressing and miserable and all sorts of, you know. It's accepted where it hurts. And now that's where Kodesh Baruch Hu put you. That's who you are. That's who you're supposed to be. And now work out a program. Work out a training regimen to get you to where you're supposed to go. That's all. And daven for Siyata Dishmaya. That's not just here. That's everywhere. You open up the Shulchan Aruch and it tells you an ideal that you know you're probably going to struggle to get. Chivisi Hashem Negdi Shom. Gavaldik. That's the first thing you need to know before you start. As soon as you get out of bed, because that's the first thing you should know, because you have to get out of bed. This was quite a difficult ideal. Getting out of bed in the morning, that's quite an interesting thing. The first thing the Shulchan Aruch tells you is get out of bed. Okay, fine. You ideal that one, you got that one sorted out, fine. Now, Chivisi Hashem Negdi Shom. Okay, fine, I give up now. Give up. I'm not going to. No one asked you to. You have a direction finder. Shivisa Hashem Negdi Tomit. Yeah. Now you do an evaluation of where am I actually holding. Yeah. Alavaya could be Shivisi Negdi Tomit when I'm talking to Hashem. Just to think about Hashem when I'm talking to him is hard enough. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a bit miserable. That's a bit depressing. Shivisa Negdi Tomit. I bench and I don't even remember that I spoke to Hashem, which is a bit. Okay, it's fine. That's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to try Kavana for the first broch in Shmon Esrei when I get. Or once a week, I'm going to try and miskaven to bench prop from a bench. I'm not sure because I don't know. I'm not giving solutions to other people's problems. Climbing a ladder, and then sometimes the rung breaks, and you fall down. You've got to get up again. She would suddenly double the counts. That's all wired into the system. But we need to know where the struggle is. The struggle is not how I'm going to become a better Jew. The struggle is, am I going to live with Hashem? Is that my reality or not? Do what? I'm open to that. How are we going to do that? What would be the suggestion? Practically, how do you do that? I'm open to a vad at the end of the day having an uvda, an avoida, practical something, and that we as a chabura work on it, we come back and we check it. That's what a vad is. Are you open to that? I'm open to suggestions. Good morning. Yeah. Rabbi Elias Chabura of Tzaddikim, they worked on themselves. That was one of the avoiders they had, was that they would, before they bent, they would have in mind that bench into the Raisa. We're talking about Gedoy Le'Oilo. We're talking about Rabbi Elopio. Hilu Eliyahu, you know, and his biggest problem is remembering that benching is the rice, and that was one of the things on his list, that this group of people that fasted every 10 days, that had Yom Kippur every 10 days, that these were holy people. Shlomo Rav Shalom Shvadron was on that group, and these were all the Talmidim of the Leshem, all the Balei Kabbalah and Balei Musa, the great red lions of the door, they had a problem. Remember, Rav Shach once took on a Kabbalah, famous Kabbalah, on Rosh Hashanah, to bench from a bench for Pesach. So let's try and find something matim for us.
Just for Pesach?
No, Pesach's too far. It's Shavuos. Just for Shavuos. In the realm of Shavuot and Daitre, in the realm of Hilchus Betochen, we apprentice Bala Betochen. All the Shavuos we're learning are Shavuos Betochen. How to be a little bit more aware and doing what we're doing with a little bit more awareness that this is part of my relationship with Hashem. Be more aware of Hashem. God awareness, call it that. And Daitre, yeah? Let everyone think about it. We have to stop now. We have the weekend. Contemplate it and come back here on Sunday. Everyone comes back with one thing that they're going to take on in the realm of 10 days. But it has to be small. It has to be very small. Benching from a bench until Shavuos once a week. Ulai. But every day, every benching, I never benched in the week. But not Rav Shach. Rav Shach meant every benching from a bench until Pesach, that was for Rav Shach's ball. For me, that's humongous. Even if I open the bench, I'm not benching from a bench. Benching from a bench means reading each word. I open the bench in front of me, and I'm still saying it's not fair, but I have the bench in front of me because it's good enough. I'm not. Gavaldi. No, I'm saying it has to be real. That's why I take on something very small. Yeah. If ever what better, each person's going to take on his own Kabbalah. I'm saying that it has to be small. Yeah, consistency is choshuv. In other words, instead of taking on something small in terms of I need to do once a week, take on something small every day. But small every day. Yep. Each person think about it for yourself. I'm fully on board, 100%. I just need to think about what I want to do. I already have a bunch of stuff I'm working on. I want to see how I can sit down and do a cheshbon of what I want to do. I always felt it should be in the realm of learning Torah. We all learn Torah. It's not easy to come learn Torah, but when I open a Gemara and I start learning Torah, am I recognizing and realizing that I'm learning Torah? Is this a Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to me? That somehow this is an Avodas HaKodesh, that this is Kiyum Kol HaOlam? Do I recognize the Maila of my Torah? Maybe it's something, whatever. I don't want to leave. Let's think about it. Excellent suggestion. Huh? That's what I said when I opened my Gemara. I said while I'm learning, I said as I open my Gemara, I realize of what I'm opening. Just that split second moment of realization of covered Shemaim as I open my Gemara. No, then I stop learning. No. We're not talking about.